Hello, this is Janet Michael. In addition to hosting The Valley Today each weekday at noon on the River 95.3, I also produce podcasts, and I'm excited to introduce you to a new podcast series in partnership with Lord Fairfax Community College. Having provided higher education and career training for the past half century, LFCC is tightly interwoven into the fabric of the Northern Shenandoah Valley and Piedmont regions. Join me every week for conversations with current and former students to hear their funny and inspiring stories as we learn about their journey to higher education, the role that LFCC has played, where they are now, and where they plan to go. We'll also talk to current and former professors about their experiences and best memories of LFCC over the past 50 years. Get every single episode as they're released on our website at theriver953.com under the podcast tab, or you can subscribe for free in Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, on Spotify, Amazon Music, wherever you listen to podcasts. Just search for LFCC Stories. Hello and welcome to The Valley Today. I am your host, Janet Michael. Happy Thursday as you are listening to the show today. It is the second Thursday of the month. That means it is LFCC Day. Guy Curtis is pre-recording on the screen with me today from LFCC Workforce Solutions. How are you doing, Guy? You mentioned before we started recording, you're back on campus today.
Yes, we're back on campus. All of our staff are reporting back officially on all of our campuses. So it's great to be back and be a part of the campus environment and the excitement and welcoming students the weeks ahead. So we're very excited about that and glad to be back in and offering courses once again in person as much as well too.
We've got a new partnership and a new program that we're going to talk about today. Tell me who else is on the Zoom screen with us.
Yes, we have our program manager, Sam Brill. She's with us from our fast track programs at the college, and also Nick from Promeneo. I'll let him introduce himself as well, too. But we have formed an awesome partnership with Promeneo Tech to help satisfy the IT needs, not only in just our immediate region, but across the state of Virginia and the surrounding area. There's a high demand, obviously, with the pandemic and where things are with IT and technology and computers and so forth. And so there's a lot of demand and hot jobs, and a lot of our potential students have an awesome opportunity to get into some great careers. And so we have an awesome partnership we want to announce today that gets students quickly into jobs.
So Nick, tell me about your company and how this partnership works.
Yeah, Janet. So Promeneo Tech works with colleges to help run these boot camps and launch these types of coding boot camps. And we partnered with LFCC because we saw a demand in the area specifically for software developers. Now, the mission is to provide affordable technology training, and that really aligns with LFCC's mission as well and what Sam's been working on. We chatted about it. We looked at the program, saw the need there, and decided it was good to move forward with. So we've got a front-end coding boot camp that's launching pretty soon.
And Sam, having this be a fast track program just checked so many extra boxes because that means a faster program to get through and complete.
Yes, absolutely. So we're looking at an 18-week boot camp. We're going to get you in, get you out, and get you skilled to get a great job. Right now, just in Virginia alone, there's over 7,000 job opportunities. So software developers are the number one IT job in pretty much across the region right now. So we definitely identify the need and we're here to offer.
And Nick, when we talk about coding, I'm going to show my age a little bit because the only coding I knew about when I was in high school and growing up was coding for websites. It was HTML coding. It is so much more than that now and in so many different areas. What kinds of things are you going to cover in these boot camps?
Yeah, no, it definitely has changed and it changes very frequently. It's a very fast evolving industry. HTML is still part of the core web development, and that is taught in this course, but you're also going to learn JavaScript and CSS, as well as React. React is one of the leading JavaScript libraries right now, the highest demand library. So it helps you build better websites, to put it simply. So there's a lot of skills that'll be learned. Some of the tangent skills are also GitHub and source control and using your command prompt. So a lot of tools that go into getting ready for an entry-level software developer role, but HTML is still in there.
So does somebody need to have a predisposition, for example, to math, or already understand or want to know how computers work? Are there any kind of prerequisites that somebody would need before they look into doing this coding bootcamp?
So that's a pretty common question we get, especially about math, right? People tend to believe there's a positive correlation between being good at math and enjoying math to being good at computer science. That's not always true. There are individuals, if you do enjoy math, you usually will enjoy computer science and programming. But there's a lot of individuals who aren't as strong in math, but they can still do software development. We see that all the time. Now, the prerequisite, there is a cognitive ability assessment that students take and have to pass in order to enroll in the program. And that's to make sure that it's a good fit for them and that they're spending their time wisely in the program. Other than that, it's just cognitive ability. No previous coding experience is needed. No previous calculus is needed. If you've got the mindset and the thought process that aligns with solving problems, critical thinking, and being creative, then you'll pass the assessment and it's a good fit for you.
I have a friend who recently opened a business in Front Royal, and it's called Code Ninjas. And it's coding camps for kids, younger kids, teenage kids, because that seems to be their base now, where before, again, in my generation, we went to work in retail stores and we worked at the mall and we did fast food. Kids these days are really starting out at a whole new level than what kids in my generation did.
Yeah, it's becoming more prevalent. And that's because software development is not just an industry. It's not just a vertical itself, but it's a tool used across all industries. Like if you think about HR, HR is an industry, but it's an industry across all other industries. And technology software development is the same. And because it's becoming more prevalent in today's world, we're starting younger and younger teaching it. And hopefully it'll be a core curriculum soon at the K through 12 level.
And Sam, because this is a fast track program, it's virtually open to anyone. So if somebody has been laid off, or maybe they retired and decided, hey, this is something interesting, I want to get back into it, this is kind of open for anybody, whether they want to grow in their career or start a whole new one.
Absolutely. The great thing about this program is it's 100% online. So you can join the class from anywhere, whether you are looking to change careers or you're looking to further your career. Absolutely. It's open for anyone.
And Guy, you're usually the one that has all of my stats. I'm going to put you on the spot now, because Sam said earlier that there were over 7,000 jobs in the state of Virginia that require some level of coding ability. These are good paying jobs too, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yes, you got me on the stats there. As far as the wages, maybe Nick or Sam has a better wage range, but looking locally within the Lord Fairfax region itself, I think it's when the partnership came together, Sam recognizes the need, as well as Nick and his company. And so I believe, Sam, correct me if I'm wrong, I think there was like 200 plus in the immediate, like last 3 months, jobs had popped up locally within our region. So if you could think about some of the time and investment getting to some of these programs that are in high demand, I've seen numbers up in almost in six figures based on experience. But entry level, and you're talking, depending on the person, how they apply themselves and the company coming forward. But Sam, do you have any additional thoughts from Nick locally? What are those ranges?
Yeah, so just from what I've seen, entry level, someone can expect to be within the $50,000 to $60,000 range. And then with experience, it could get all the way up, like Guy said, to six figures.
I'm going to hang up my headphones. I'm going to hang up my headphones and learn to do coding, because that is crazy. We're talking local, like right here in the Shenandoah Valley. While there are jobs in DC and Northern Virginia, there are jobs right here in our community that people wouldn't have to commute if they got them.
Correct.
Let's take a quick break. When we come back, can we walk through the program, how it's going to work, what the different components of it are? Sam, you mentioned that it's all online, so what somebody might need, and then talk a little bit about the funding capabilities and what's available from that perspective as well.
Absolutely.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to continue our conversation. We are pre-recording today for LFCC Day. We are chatting with Guy Curtis. He is with LFCC Workforce Solutions. Joining us on the screen is Samantha Brill. She is their program manager for the new program, the Coding Bootcamp program that they have created in partnership with Nick Suen. He is with Promeneo Tech. We're going to talk more with all three of them when we come back in just a couple of minutes.
Got a financial decision to make or a goal to reach, but you don't know where to start? You've come to the right place. Introducing Quick Money Chats with the Northern Shenandoah Valley Financial Education Program. Visit tinyurl.com/quickmoneychat to schedule a virtual chat with a staff member or trained volunteer. We won't tell you what to do, but we will give you the tools you need to choose wisely. And because Virginia Cooperative Extension is part of Virginia Tech and Virginia State, your land-grant universities, you can be sure that our information is credible and trustworthy. And you'll know that we aren't trying to sell you something. Maybe you want to improve your credit score, or reduce your banking overdraft fees, or even figure out if you can afford to buy that car. Sorting through tons of information on the internet can be overwhelming, and sometimes it can be hard to know who to trust. Schedule a quick money chat and get the information you need to take action. Go to tinyurl.com/quickmoneychat and get financial education personalized for you.
Welcome back to The Valley Today. I am your host, Janet Michael. Happy Thursday. As you are listening to the show today, we have pre-recorded our conversation for LFCC Day. We are chatting on the screen with Guy Curtis from LFCC Workforce Solutions. Joining him is Samantha Brill. She is the program manager. We're talking today about a new program, a new partnership and program with Nick Suen from Promeneo Tech. Nick, we were talking when we went to break about how cool this program is and how it's pretty much set up for anybody with an innate sense of wanting to do this. Tell me about the class itself. How often do they meet? Sam mentioned it's online. Kind of walk me through what I can expect if I want to register.
So we've built a classroom model using a unique pedagogy and a flipped teaching or flipped classroom model that allows students to meet once a week in the middle of the week. So either on a Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday, depending on the cohort that they join. And they meet with an instructor for an hour and a half in the evening. And it's in the evening so that this program's built for people who have jobs or other commitments so that they can do without having to quit their job and go back to school for full time, something like that. But what happens is students will each, at the beginning of the academic week, they have pre-recorded video content. So they start to watch that and become familiar with the topics. Then when they come to class in the middle of the week, their instructor's there not to be a content delivery mechanism, not to introduce them to concepts for the first time, but to really help them solidify what they've started to learn. So it's more of a Socratic fashion where instead of delivering content to the students, the instructor's there to answer questions that the students have and then ask deeper questions. And then we call them personally tailored micro lectures that the instructor prepares and delivers right there on the spot based on the individual needs of the cohorts. So the program's built very much around individualized education. So the students will start learning the topics self-paced on their own each academic week, come to class in the middle, get that solidified with an instructor. Students also have the option to meet one-on-one with a individualized mentor each week as well to get help with whatever they need. Then there's multiple open office hours, both for technical support throughout the program and the curriculum, as well as career services. So it's an 18-week program. It consists of 3 6-week courses or modules. And those courses are introduction to JavaScript, where they're going to learn the core programming language used in front-end development. And then the next course is front-end technologies. This is where they're going to learn kind of the supporting technologies and languages such as HTML, CSS, Bootstrap, some of the ones we mentioned earlier. And then the last course, they're going to learn React, which is the leading JavaScript library in developing user interfaces. In addition to the technical curriculum, the program also has a significant amount of career service assignments and support. So every other week, students are completing a career service assignment, such as recording a elevator pitch or creating a resume, applying to jobs, attending a meetup, creating flashcards to study for interviews. And on top of that, students can also come into career services, either office hours or individual appointments to get help with their resume or feedback on their job search process. So it's a technical program. It's 18 weeks. It's meant to learn the hands-on skills and to hit the ground running. But we also try to put in some of the soft skill prep for a job because that's very important.
And I love that that part of it is included in this. This past week, actually last week, as people were listening to it, I attended a graduation ceremony for the building maintenance technician program guy that your colleague Larry Baker was working on. And that program did kind of the same thing. These kids learned hands-on how to be a building maintenance technician, but they also got classes in interviewing and all of the other things that come with getting a job other than just doing the job itself. Those are really, really, if not more so important these days than they might have been 5 or 10 years ago.
I agree. They're extremely important because people, hiring managers, we talk with them all the time and they talk a lot about culture fit, right? They want someone who can do the job, but they also want someone who they can work with and get along. And those soft skills are very important. And we only have 18 weeks and we can help cultivate them, but what we can do in 18 weeks is valuable. Something else I forgot to mention is it is a 20-hour on average a week commitment. So it's built for people who have jobs, but it is also a lift. So you got to be committed to the program, ready to put in some hard work for 18 weeks, but there's always a light at the end of the tunnel.
And Guy, do you think that there are probably employers here in our local area that would love for any of their employees to look into this particular program? Because maybe that's not the job they're doing for them now, but it's a need they know they're going to have at some point in the future, or a need they have now and they just didn't realize they could train one of their existing employees to do that job for them now.
Oh, absolutely. I think there's a lot of opportunity locally with the employers. And I guess there's two ways to look at it too. As you were mentioning that comment, Janet, is that employers who have those kind of structures and maybe they have support technicians who want to move up into different roles of the organization. I think that's definitely there. But also too, I know like Walmart, for example, made an announcement, Amazon's locally. There's a number of employers that are willing to support the costs and investment of their employees to help them move forward and grow. And so I think that's another consideration too, to kind of flip the coin as well, to look at not only the workforce locally is trying to grow their own. I think they realize they need to do that in some cases because the demand and interest is so overwhelming that it's hard to fill the pipeline. So yes, they're going to try to work with their local employees. But a lot of cases too, there's employers who are willing to help an individual move forward in their career and maybe potentially move on to another organization. So looking at it both ways, yes, I think there are local employers who are hungry to move their individuals forward and they're trying to find more individuals to come forward as well. So I think the big picture too that we were talking off air before as well is just the investment in time. And Nick talked about the different 18 weeks that you're a part of it and you do have to come forward, but I guess the return is great in terms of that time and effort and the ability to find a job. And I think it's the key piece too. In comparison to other boot camps, this particular program is about a third of the cost of others that are across the country. And so when you think about that, as well as the local need for a direct job right away, that's a huge investment and consideration when you're looking at a program, that knowing the investment of time and maybe some resources as far as money to get started, that your return is going to be there pretty quickly. And so local employers are looking, and like Sam mentioned, across Virginia as well too. And I would imagine as well that a lot of those employers are able to hire folks remotely and have them work distance from where you are. So they could be over in Richmond, for example, but you can still reside here in the Shenandoah Valley to work your career. So there's probably a lot of companies out there looking for the right folks to move forward.
So Sam, speaking of the financial investment, what is it and how does that work when I'm registering? Can I register online? Do I come to the school? Do I need to bring a check with me when I come? How does all of that logistical stuff work?
Yes. So as Guy mentioned, the actual cost of this boot camp is a third of the cost of most of them out there. You can expect to pay $10,000 to $15,000 for any other boot camp like this. However, ours is only just about $4,600. You will be expected to pay at the time of registration, but all of that information is located on our website, or you can definitely call our office to get registered.
I know from the other programs that we've talked about, getting registered doesn't take much time at all. It's a pretty simple, easy thing to get started on.
Yes, it's very simple. I would say less than 15 minutes, and then we will connect you with Promeneo. As Nick mentioned, there is an assessment that needs to happen prior to registration. Once someone completes that assessment, then they will send them right back to us and we'll get them registered and everyone will be ready to go August 17th.
And Nick, I don't really need any high-tech equipment necessarily. I need a laptop, maybe an iPad, and internet, right? I don't really need a whole lot of other bells and whistles to get started with this.
That's right. All that's needed is a computer, whether it's a desktop or a laptop, since it's remote, and good internet. Now, the minimum for people who in no computer tech specs, the minimum requirement is an i5 processor and eight gigabytes of RAM or anything comparable to that.
And that's pretty standard. I just bought a new laptop last year, and that was pretty much the basic level that I could get. Everything kind of went up from there.
Exactly. That has become the norm and the basic. If you have something that's a little older, you might want to check, but the probability of meeting those minimum requirements is pretty high.
And then are there possibilities to do other areas? I mean, like, this is your intro class. Will there then be a second boot camp, maybe, that's an intermediate, that's a step up? Is this something that you foresee partnering with LFCC on over the long haul for more and more stackable types of classes and programs like this?
In talking with Sam, I know there's, depending on the need in the, and I can let Sam talk to it, but depending on the needs there, there's always potential opportunities to fill whatever the needs are around LFCC locally and regionally.
And Sam, I'm guessing what you find is once you kick off a program like this, that's when you start to realize how much more of it is needed and in what other areas.
Yes, absolutely. We'll kick off the front end software developer. We have options to look at the back end part of it. So we have definitely room to grow. We do offer other certification programs such as Amazon Web Services. That would be a great stackable credential to add to this just to further your resume.
So Guy, tell me where we go as we wrap up. Tell me where we go to get registered or get more information about the program.
Yeah, to get started online, to start investigating and take a look at the assessment tool, visit our website at lfccworkforce.com/coding bootcamp. And I'll repeat it again, just /coding bootcamp on our website, or if you just do a search on the site. What you'll find there is just the assessment tool. We'll also have embedded there the information session replay that's going to be taking place actually as the show's airing and going off now. It'll happen earlier in the week. So we'll have that replay available. So if you have questions about the program, that'd be a great place to start. We also have our workforce coach too, and as well as Promeneo's team, they have a number of, I would say, advisors or coaches that can help those folks who are kind of looking into the program and seeing how this might help them, get them started and where they might find some job outcomes locally and regionally as well. And then lastly, as well, as you get into the process of looking more into the program and really, is this worth my return on investment? And it is a sticker shock in some cases for folks, but we do have scholarship opportunities. And so we want to have someone explore those. We also have finance options as well, too. So if you think about if you're able to finance it or find a locality scholarship that Sam mentioned earlier, it might just knock a good chunk off it. And of course, in a short period of time, you'll be working at a new software company locally or regionally. So I think it's a great investment to consider. But visit our website, lfccworkforce.com/coding bootcamp, to get you started.
Fantastic. Well, thank you all for taking some time out of your day. I know, Nick, you're in a whole different time zone. So extra thank you for you taking some time to have the conversation and give me the details on the coding bootcamp. I appreciate it.
Happy to be here, Janet.
I will be back tomorrow. I'll have a brand new episode of The Valley Today ready to go for you. It is Farm Market Friday, so I am talking with one of my favorite people, Eddie Richard from Richard's Fruit Market. We're going to talk about peach season, apple season, and the peach festival that he has coming up this Sunday. So meet me back here for that conversation tomorrow, just a few minutes after noon.